Welcome to the Sandler Training Hour. Each week we've been going through our list of Sandler rules. Some are recognized by the system, others seem to be just sayings that we've collected that seem to resonate and are important to personal growth and development. Jim, what's our rule this week?
If you are only what you were told you could be, you're less than what you can be.
Well, how does that work for English?
If you are only what you were told you could be, you're less than what you can be. It's really, I think, embodies the essence of the concept of self-fulfilling prophecy.
Sure.
One of the another rule we have is you can't outperform your own self-image.
Yeah.
So we have a self-image of who we are and what we're capable of, and that self-image will determine the choices and decisions that we make. And our choices and decisions determine the risks we take. And the risks we take determine the growth that we seek to achieve. So it's like human beings, we have this self-regulating limitation to who we are and what we can do, often placed on us by how we think or what we were told. A classic example is Thomas Edison. The story goes his mom received a letter from his grade school when he was a little boy that said, "Your child is not capable of learning. And we can't have, he's too disruptive. We can't have him in school." And he asked his mom what the letter said. And his mom said, "Well, the letter says that, you will thrive with personal training at home."
Oh,
And
that's funny.
so she homeschooled him, and say no more, look at what he accomplished. And
Yeah.
he's the one who famously said, in referring to his attempts at finding a filament for a light bulb, "How could you endure failing over 1,000 times?" And he said, "No, I just found 1,000 things that wouldn't work."
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, and to go along with that, especially thinking about the relationship between ourselves and our future, oftentimes humans imagine themselves as what others have declared them. And so there's two ways you can take this statement. You can take it to mean, wow, it really does help when you have someone in your corner. And you can also take it to mean, without taking charge of your own existence, you are going to become what everyone says you are,
Yeah.
which should be a painful statement, right? There's a lot of pain in accepting life through the lens of someone else,
Yeah.
especially when it's about you. But think about it related to destiny, right?
Yeah.
There's a certain idea that like you can't change anything in your life because everything is destined or predetermined. But where is agency in that? And this quote is saying, if you are like you can become stuck in predetermination to assume that
Yeah.
everything that ever happens to you is meant to be, but that's in a lot of ways an excuse, right? It's just an accepting that nothing can ever change from the way it is, which is not true. If something's not going the way it's going that you want it to go, you for sure can try different things to get different results. If you never try, then yes, things are always going to be the way that they are.
Yeah. Think about this concept. One way it plays out very commonly in sales experiences is in earning commission.
Sure.
You know, we have this mental image of how much money we're worth, how much we're capable of earning. And if you are only what you were told you could be, even if who told you you could be that is you, you are less than what you can be. I mean, when I first started in Sandler, this was year 1999, somebody in the Sandler orb said to me, "Right now you're earning just exactly as much as you think you're worth."
Yeah.
And I did not agree with that. I thought that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And the more I thought about it, and the more I really processed and examined my life, I started to see what's behind that. And behind that is the self-fulfilling prophecy. If I only think I can earn X dollars, I'm going to limit myself there. It's a little bit like if you think about the thermostat on the wall. A thermostat sets the temperature. So if you set the temperature at 70 degrees, the room temperature will fluctuate probably somewhere between maybe 71 and 67. And when it gets at the lower range, it's going to kick on. When it gets on too high, it's going to kick off. And I think that's that preconception that we have that sets or limits our productivity, how much we can accomplish in a day. And I think there's probably many, many other examples of how this self-limiting belief system can kick in and deregulate success.
Well, and regardless of whether it kicks in or not, the reality is there's a cure to it. And it's instead of listening to what you're told about yourself, learn what you know about yourself. Be intentional about your actions. Learn your limitations. Be realistic about where your life is, and then challenge things from that vantage point. Like, yes, it's not realistic to say tomorrow everything's going to be completely different and I'll be making millions of dollars because that's what I'm worth. But realism starts with goal setting, with like belief in yourself and with structured and regimented work to demonstrate that difference between who you are today and who you can be tomorrow. And that is a palpable thing that people in your orbit will notice, and it will lead to results because you believe it will lead to results. And the reason it'll lead to results isn't simply because of what you believe, but because your actions are in congruity with how you see yourself.
Yeah, I think we underestimate the power of our brains to create opportunities in spite of limitations.
Yeah, it's so easy to see why something won't work, right?
I don't know the right terminology, but I think of it as a bootstrapper. Somebody who is a bootstrapper, they're going to figure out how to get over, under, around. They're going to see an obstacle and they're going to think, huh, there's got to be a way to bypass this. There's so many people, though, that see that obstacle and say, oh, I guess this won't work. And it's that mental acuity and creativity that says, we can we this is just a slight impediment. Let's get past it, as opposed to, oh no, this won't work.
Yeah, and so that's what we want you to take away today. There is an infinite amount of power within the human brain and the self to take advantage of. And, like Milton said, the mind can make a heaven out of hell or a hell out of heaven. The work that you're doing today is what's leaving you where you are. So if where you are is great, great. If where you are could use some change, then look in the mirror, because as much as you might believe that you're a victim of your surroundings, you're a victim of yourself. Oftentimes the worst things that happen to us are done by ourselves. And
Yeah, I think another point that is maybe secondary in this rule, if you are only what you were told you could be, you're less than what you can be, is the saying, be weary of who defines you. You are not defined by what other people say or do of you.
And a subtext to it too is if someone tells you you're good, that doesn't mean you can't be great. And if you define yourself as good because someone else said, maybe you're limiting yourself by not seeing that next level potential. But that's us here at Sandler Training. If you're interested to finding out more about who we are and what we do, read the links below. There's a lot of information, including our email addresses, and we'd love to hear from you.